From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama heads to Germany Sunday, but on his last day in Britain, he called on young people to reject cynicism and xenophobia. Mr. Obama told a town hall meeting of young people that globalization and integration should be seen not as threats but as opportunities. He called on the audience to reject ideologies that isolate and divide them from others.
The forces that lead to the most violence and the most injustice typically spring out of people saying, I want to feel important by dividing the world into us and them.
Later, the president met with British Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. He congratulated Corbyn on his election, and the two men discussed the impact of globalization on labor unions and working people. From Britain, Mr. Obama will head to Germany for talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and to officially open the Hannover Messe, billed as the world's leading trade fair for industrial technology. Meanwhile, in Hanover Saturday, tens of thousands of protesters gathered to demonstrate against the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. An estimated 30,000 people marched in the streets. Trade unionists, nationalists, and green groups say the deal will drive down wages, erode consumer protection, reduce quality control, and damage the environment. Proponents, including Mr. Obama, say it will give a boost to business at a time of economic sluggishness. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and top EU officials traveled to Turkey Saturday to try to smooth over tensions that have arisen after an EU-Turkey deal last month to curb the number of migrants pouring into Europe. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu escorted Merkel, European Council President Donald Tusk, and First Vice President of the European Commission Frans Timmermans to a refugee facility close to Turkey's border with Syria. Later, at a news conference, Timmermans said that Europe is committed to last month's agreement on how to handle the migrant crisis.
Prime Minister Davutoğlu and his government have stuck to the letter of the agreement we've reached, and we are working on it on a day-to-day basis to fulfill all elements of our agreement.
Under that agreement reached in March, migrants who do not qualify for asylum in Greece are deported back to Turkey. Several human rights groups have criticized Turkey's handling of the refugees. In the race for the White House, frontrunners Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton campaigned in Connecticut Saturday ahead of Tuesday's primary in that state. Trump told a rally he is not toning it down, one day after his chief advisor assured Republican officials the GOP frontrunner will show more restraint.
Get out and vote. Get out and vote. And I want to thank the people of Connecticut. To be out here on a Saturday morning was incredible. I love you folks. Get out and vote. Make America great again. Thank you.
Mrs. Clinton spoke at a small roundtable event in New Haven, Connecticut, where she met with working families and local officials to discuss equal pay. Clinton's Democratic rival Bernie Sanders held a large rally in Baltimore, Maryland, where he told a cheering crowd that he and Secretary Clinton differ on foreign policy.
I believe that force sometimes has to be used, but force should be the last response to our foreign policy, not the first.
Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island hold primaries Tuesday. 118 delegates are at stake for the Republicans. The Democrats have 383 delegates up for grabs. Ecuador's President Rafael Correa says the death toll from last week's earthquake in Ecuador has risen to 646. In a TV broadcast, he said these have been sad days for the homeland and the country is in crisis. Last Saturday's quake, the worst in nearly seven decades, injured around 12,500 people and left 130 missing along the country's Pacific coast. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.